Reddit moderators are protesting the removal of a Reddit employee by changing the status of their subreddits to private, which means the public can't get access to them. The overall effect of the protest is to partially shut the site down. Forbes contributor Paul Tassi joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to you, Paul Tassi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. I really appreciate it. Now, who is this employee that caused so much trouble by leaving Reddit?
Victoria Taylor was the director of communications, and she had a pretty pivotal role in coordinating their AMAs, which is Reddit's way of interviewing celebrities and other public figures. She helped coordinate that, and without her, the whole system kind of collapsed, and that's kind of sparked the whole rebellion.
Her nickname is Chooter. Is there any? Do you have any intel on why people call her Chooter?
I cannot figure that one out. I don't have any special intel there.
All right. Now, this came right in the wake of a very awkward AMA with Jesse Jackson. Do you think that this was in any way related to the Jesse Jackson AMA?
I really don't. I've heard some people mention that, and that was a really awful AMA. But to be fair, there have been plenty of high-profile, terrible AMAs, and I think it was just kind of coincidental timing. I've heard Reddit people come out and say it didn't have to do with the Jesse Jackson AMA, but it's kind of a stretch to think that was the reason this happened. I really don't think it has anything to do with it.
And here's a pro tip for the you Jesse Jacksons out there who jump into an AMA unprepared. If you're going to do a Reddit AMA, you have to, number one, be honest. Number two, you have to do it yourself. You can't hire an intern to do your answers for you. And you have to take it seriously and expect some hardball questions, because that's what an AMA is all about. So my little pro tip there. Now, is this, let's set Jesse Jackson aside and the AMA aside. Was this related in any way, do you think, to the unhappiness on Reddit in general with interim CEO Alan Pau, or to the censorship that was recently sort of enacted at Reddit?
When this all started, I probably would have said no, but now seeing as how the reaction's kind of evolved, a lot of it has been very focused on her, and I've seen a lot of direct rebellion against her specifically. So I would say that even if it wasn't the exact jumping off point, I think it has a lot to do with kind of this lingering frustration with her tenure as, you know, head of the site. And I think some of that anger from past events is definitely spilling over into this.
Now, what do you suppose the feeling is about Ellen Pau, who's some people refer to her on Reddit as Chairman Pau? And is there a feeling that she's not really a member of the community somehow, or that she's kind of an outsider brought in? I mean, she's best known for filing a gender discrimination lawsuit against a prominent venture capital firm. So she comes from the venture capital. She's a venture capitalist, basically, who came in to sort of run Reddit, which is a kind of scrappy, moderator-controlled, clearly, site that is really pushes the boundaries of free speech. Do you think that whether or not this is related to unhappiness with Ellen Pau, what do you think her general standing is? Does she have supporters on Reddit?
It's such a big community. I have to imagine she does have supporters on Reddit, but often the people that are the angriest are the loudest, so you may not hear nearly as much from her supporters as you do her detractors. Her time there has been really controversial, and she's oversaw, you know, the banning of all these different, hateful subreddits. And I think a lot of that has kind of rubbed the community the wrong way. Not that it should not have been done. I fully support her decision to do that personally, but I think it's really upset kind of the longstanding members of the community who do kind of view her as an outsider coming in and trying to, like, you know, shake everything up. But to be fair, you know, Reddit's had kind of a long history of problems with authority, so I don't know if that's an entirely new situation for them.
Now, of course, Reddit has approximately 1 gazillion subreddits. They just on every topic you can imagine. And so if a few of those are shut down, it's not really a big deal, unless they are the major ones. Can you give us some kind of sense of how major the protest subreddits have been? In other words, how much of the traffic has been essentially stymied by this move by the moderators?
It's hard to know in terms of direct traffic count, but if you're just counting front page subreddits, like more and more keep being added, like really big ones like R Funny, I think, was the biggest one that got shut down. our gaming, our videos, our movies, our television, like our AMA, obviously. And all of those, you know, add up to a significant chunk of the site. So now when you go to the front page, it's full of pretty much just all pictures from our pics and a bunch of more obscure subreddits because all the other default ones are gone. So it's really kind of changed the whole feel of the site. Like there's always content to replace it with when you sub out a specific Reddit, but now it's just, it's kind of like a mess. And obviously the front page is kind of taken over with this story entirely. So it's Reddit's way of rebelling by just filling the front page with all of that.
Including with pictures of Victoria Taylor, and she's actually becoming very famous in all this. And now that she's no longer working at Reddit, she should have no trouble finding a job having been heard of, because she's, again, becoming something of an internet celebrity this week. Now, this is a really interesting case in which moderators, who are really, they're unpaid, they're essentially active users or super users or whatever you want to call them, they can shut down the site, basically. They can damage the company financially. Do Reddit moderators have too much power, or is the power of moderators part of the charm and value of Reddit? What's your opinion on that?
I think without the currently existing system of volunteer moderators, the site probably wouldn't have risen to become anywhere near what it is today. With that said, you yourself as Reddit have created the situation where if you do something that upsets enough of your moderators, you've given them power over you to essentially, you know, kill the site temporarily or possibly permanently if they really, you know, threaten enough. And we haven't really seen this happen before, so it's kind of uncharted territory as to what happens next. But the problem is you can't, if you just come in and start imposing all these draconian rules and like take moderation out of their hands, and you'll see a mass exodus of users. And like Reddit keeps citing Dig as like, you know, Dig went to V4 and everyone left. And now some are saying that this is Reddit's, you know, similar moment, where that might be a bit of an overreaction. But, you know, it's a real threat where these moderators have that much power where they can shut down, you know, half the major subreddits of the site just when something happens they don't disagree with. And like this is a particularly kind of confusing issue too. It's not really that cut and dry, yet they're doing it anyway. So it's pretty fascinating.
It really is. And you mentioned the size or the success of Reddit. They have something like 160 million monthly visitors, which is pretty huge. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of monthly visitors. And of course, we have our own subreddit on Reddit. It's technewstoday.reddit.com. And if you are interested, you can go there, where I am a moderator, and we haven't shut that one down yet, but maybe we will. What the heck? Paul Tassi is at Forbes.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Paul Tassi. Tassi is spelled T-A-S-S-I. Thank you so much for joining us today, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
All right.